Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Another bright spoke on the wheel of 2020 jazz. That was Cuban pianist, vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, and bandleader. This cat's a lot. Roberto Fonseca with the tune Motown off his 2019 critically acclaimed CD called Yesen. He is Havana-born and based and has released 9 solo albums, collaborated across genres, been nominated for a Grammy, and toured the world several times over. And we caught up with him here at the show to ask what he's been trying to do with his music. This was his answer.
Trying to share my spirituality with people. All my influence, you know? That's why I'm saying all the time that I want to the people feel the histories of my songs, you know, because every song has a story. It's like a storyteller, and it's very important for me that people get these feelings. You know, that's why that was my vision.
So his father played the drums and his mother was a dancer at the legendary Tropicana Club. He was only 4 years old when he started playing drums, and his first professional gig was in a Beatles cover band before taking up the piano at 8. He has been composing his own music since adolescence, and now he's a big shot in the world of jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz music. From the echoes of 18th and Vine then, to the sounds being created today in the exact same neighborhood. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Giving you the best of today and the archives of the entire jazz idiom. So the alpha of many musicians and fans alike, I know this myself, in the world of jazz comes from Mr. Miles Davis. As we get into the tune Directions 2 off the 2001 CD release, The Complete in a Silent Way Sessions, let's listen to Roberto explain.
Well, first of all, it was Miles Davis, you know. Then it was, because I was a break dancer, there was Herbie Hancock with the Rocket, you know. We remember that time there was the Rocket. From Herbie Hancock. The first cassette that came into my house was a cassette. On one side was Keith Jarrett, on the other side was Bill Evans.
Thank you. I'm Roberto Fonseca, piano player from Cuba, and you are listening to Neon Jazz on Kansas City.
In honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up on January 20, 2020, we just listened to a song that makes complete sense. That was Grammy Award-winning bassist and composer and also Jazz Night in America's regular host, Mr. Christian McBride, with his tune, A View from the Mountaintop, off the new 2020 CD, The Movement Revisited, a musical, Portrait of Four Icons. It features four speakers who represent great figures of the civil rights movement, inspired by the written words and speeches of Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King Jr., and the great President Barack Obama. From the cool cat in the room, always and forever, this is legendary trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie with the tune Blue Moon, live in Paris. Man, it doesn't get any better than that. And Roberto caught him live when he was a child, and he has a great story about it. Have a listen.
Long time ago, when in Havana and in Cuba, we had the jazz festival. And then I saw there for the first time Dizzy Gillespie. That was amazing.
That was German jazz musician and composer Gebhard Ullmann with his group Basement Research with the tune Gospel and Promptus and Other Short Works, circa 2019. He began his music life on the classic flute, and since 1976, he has studied with a lot of great people like Herb Geller and Dave Liebman. And since 1983, he's been living in Berlin, but he did divide his time between New York City and Berlin from 1999 to 2011. In 2015, he released his 50th CD as a leader or co-leader. This cat's busy, and he's always putting out cutting-edge great jazz. As we segue into the Duke, Mr. Ellington with the tune Main Stem off the 1993 CD Big Band of Hits of Duke Ellington. Have a listen to Gebhard talk about the legend.
I saw a lot of stuff. Actually, I remember I saw the Duke Ellington Big Band with Duke Ellington. I saw Dave Brubeck back then. I attended the Köln concert of Keith Jarrett, which was released on a double LP later on by ECM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Gebhard Oehlmann on Neon Jazz. I'm a saxophone and bass clarinetist from Berlin. I released more than 60 CDs under my name or as a co-leader. Enjoy.
That was New York City-based trombonist and composer Nick Grinder with the 2019 tune New and Happy off the CD Fräulein. He has been hailed by the great Slide Hampton as an important future voice in jazz trombone and the best blend of saxophone-like technique and expressive nuances of the trombone. That was by Mr. Alan Ferber. He started playing professionally at 15 in the Bay Area and would go on to become a big name in jazz these days. He has great stuff out there. From one of the earliest innovators of jazz, this is Cornet Cat and bandleader King Oliver with his 1927 standard Showboat Shuffle as we dance on around here.
You're listening to Neon Jazz.
Hey,
That was the great Kansas City Strong Jazz saxophonist and educator Todd Wilkinson, joined by his Goombales, with the song Duck and Cover off his newest 2019 CD by the same name. This band is inspired by the likes of Weather Report, Return to Forever, and the like. This KC native has been performing professionally since 1983, and he keeps the scene around here quite fresh. From sax cat Benny Krueger, joined by his orchestra, we go next. This is the 1932 song, Sheltered by the Stars, Cradled by the Moon, as we all are, as we slip across the cosmos here on The Big Show.
Michael Wang. I am a trombone player based out of New York City, and you're here listening to Neon Jazz. I'm
That was Modern Day Trombone Cat, another theme here with the trombone, Michael Wang with the song Jungle off his 2019 CD Bone of the Wang. Originally from Taiwan, he graduated from the Berklee College of Music back in 2017, then moved on out to New York City. We caught up with him here recently at the show and asked him why he chose the trombone.
I chose the trombone because it looked cool. It had a slide that moved, and I thought that was really interesting. I was drawn to the trombone because of that mechanism, and I've been playing it since.
One of the very early influences on Michael was legendary jazz trombonist, composer, and arranger J.J. Johnson. Here he is with his bebop prowess. This is the tune Commutation. Again, that was J.J. Johnson with his trombone goods with Commutation. And finally, we're going to go right on back to 1964 with the great Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass Band. This is Numero Cinco, and you are Numero Uno out there, and we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a solid amigo, Numero Uno for me, man, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, and we always love it. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Neon Jazz.